With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he believes negotiations are not over with Iran.
In one half of a day, they wouldn't have one bridge standing, they wouldn't have one electric generating plant standing, and they're back in the Stone Ages. I'd rather not do that, but I do believe they're going to come to the table on this because nobody can be so stupid as to say that we want to have nuclear weapons, and they have no cards. They have no cards whatsoever.
Well, U.S. Central Command begins a blockade of Iranian ports Monday morning to be enforced impartially against vessels of all nations, but it will allow ships traveling between non-Iranian ports to transit the Strait of Hormuz. California Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for California governor after he was accused of sexual assault. He continues to sharply deny the allegations. In Virginia, Governor Abigail Spanberger gets fact-checked. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Governor Spanberger has touted major new jobs and investments in her state, but critics quickly pointed out that the deals were negotiated and finalized under her predecessor, Republican Glenn Youngkin. The misstep comes as polling shows declining approval ratings for Spanberger just 90 days into her term.
Well, with NASA's lunar comeback now, of course, a major victory for those four astronauts, the space agency already has the next Artemis flight in its sights. It's a mission set for next year. Artemis 3's yet-to-be-named crew will practice docking their Orion capsule with a lunar lander in orbit around Earth. That one, they'll go to Artemis 4, the moon landing in 2028. More on these stories, townhall.com. Churches in Britain are being targeted. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Countryside Alliance reports there were nearly 4,000 crimes committed against houses of worship in the United Kingdom last year, amounting to an average of 10 per day. Burglary, vandalism, arson, and assault made up the bulk of the crimes, as reported to authorities in England. London was the worst hit area. The Countryside Alliance says, quote, "We cannot allow this to continue. It is vital that the public keep a watchful eye and report any issues to the police." Michael Harrington reporting.
Education Department terminating Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. Now, that decision means the Trump team will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. Well, once the Strait of Hormuz is officially open, economist Steve Moore expects gasoline prices will be falling, and he's thankful for the president's energy policies.
You know what country in the world is producing the most oil and gas today? The United States. I know that surprises people. We're the number one producer. We are also a net exporter of oil and gas. So thank God for drill, baby, drill. Trump has been exactly right. The best way to inoculate ourselves from being dependent on the Middle East.
And he urges patience as the Iran war plays out.
Stay the course, folks. This is painful. I don't like paying $4.25 a gallon at the pump, but it is going to be a temporary situation. And when we come out of this, hopefully we will have a more peaceful, more prosperous world.
His comments on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.